Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Ben, by and large, there's been a huge rift between American oil producers and those in Europe that have kind of taken different approaches to climate change. Can you tell us about those different approaches?
Yeah, the European companies such as BP and Shell have basically made the case that they want to transition to quote-unquote energy companies, not just oil companies. The world is changing. We need to change our companies to match that. Now, on the U.S. side, the major oil companies are taking a stance more along the lines of, look, we're oil companies. We don't do renewable energy. We don't necessarily think we'd be very good at it. The problem is actually the emissions, not the fuel that's driving that. So we're going to double down on let's be efficient in how we produce oil and let's capture the emissions drifting into the air.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. And today, my colleague Ben Lefebvre on one American oil giant's plan to kickstart the carbon capture market. It's Wednesday, April 21st. So on that American approach, you actually had the opportunity to talk to Exxon CEO Darren Woods.
Darren, good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Ben.
Morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
And his company has a big idea for carbon capture. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah. So Exxon is basically pitching an idea of, I think they're calling it a carbon capture development zone.
You know, frankly, what we're talking about doing here is establishing a brand new industry and one that addresses a key priority for the government and governments all around the world. And so I think, you know, it will be a collaborative effort.
So they want to have a government partnership where carbon capture technologies would be developed. You would capture the carbon and then pipe it to undersea off the Gulf Coast for storage. And hey, problem solved. You know, emissions are reduced.
It sounds like a very big and ambitious project.
Yeah, they're saying it'll cost like $100 billion to do.
What we've estimated is we could potentially be reducing 50 million tons per annum by 2030. So within 10 years to have about half of the size of the project.
They think it could double that, do 100 million tons a year of carbon by the year 2040. They're just saying, hey, you know, the government needs to help kind of spur this along by offering, I guess, a mix of policy and financial, you know, spurs.
So how much of this big project are they looking for the government to help them out on financially?
They did put a number on it. They just said they want to start a discussion, and then lawmakers could talk about, you know, what they see as the proper, you know, role they could take. And they said they've brought this idea to like different lawmakers, including Senator John Cornyn of Texas, to the Democrat mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, to a few representatives for Texas on the Hill, and to the White House.
I mean, obviously, the environmental community has assailed big oil for years for, you know, in their view, not paying at all for the contributions of those companies to climate change. So I can't imagine this is going to be an easy sell for Exxon to make.
No, it's not. I mean, the environmental groups are already coming out and they've said, you know, basically carbon capture is a way for the oil industry to try to prolong its existence. But other analysts will say, you know, the industrial sector is not going to decarbonize anytime soon. There just isn't the technology there to get, you know, every place hooked up to hydrogen, for example, as a fuel source.
The industrial sector is a very difficult sector to decarbonize. And so we're going to need solutions in that space. And carbon capture and storage is one of those solutions. So this is a much broader play than oil and gas, although oil and gas is, you know, obviously part of it.
So you need carbon capture, at least in the short term, to kind of capture the emissions that come out of these energy intensive businesses.
I remember that Congresswoman Lizzie Fletcher, who represents parts of Houston, had told me that she was very interested in trying to look at some novel approaches to, you know, to help out the sector as it transitions and the whole economy shifts greener. A lot of international bodies, UNFCCC, IEA, have all spoken about the role of carbon capture in addressing climate change. So even if this doesn't get built, I wonder if you think that we're going to likely see this technology deployed at some point and in some form.
I suspect so. I mean, President Biden himself has come out in favor of developing carbon capture technology. You know, the Biden White House may be loath to come out and say, yes, we're going to kick some public funding over to Exxon for this grand project they're planning. But they do seem to be pretty hip to, like, you know, let's try to make sure that this does get deployed in some way. But, you know, I do see this happening partly because while renewables have already taken a large cut of emissions out of the utility sector, while EVs, you know, will catch on, or they are catching on, and will help decarbonize the transportation sector to at least some extent, the heavy industry sector is going to be a tough nut to crack. And I think for companies like Exxon, who are wanting to start carbon capture businesses, it does seem like it's pretty ripe for use of that technology.
Also, one of the most ambitious and controversial policy packages is officially back on the table.
It has been proven that the Green New Deal isn't just a resolution, it is a revolution.
Yesterday, progressives on the Hill officially reintroduced the Green New Deal, a package that would aggressively push for an energy transition and revolutionize most aspects of the energy sector.
It is an intergenerational compact to save the planet, spearheaded by our young people who are going to face the most dire impacts of the climate crisis if we do nothing to stop it.
At the announcement, the group of lawmakers, led by Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, touted additional legislation filling out the details beyond the original non-binding resolution. The bill is expected to not only reassert the progressives' commitment to fighting climate change, but also push the Biden administration to be more aggressive on the issue. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and also make sure you subscribe to our daily newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. I'm Anthony Dragna, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.